everybody. My name is Karu Chen from Purdue University. Thank you. Today I'm going to talk about our published work in this year in field crop research. This topic is about genetic improvement in density and nitrogen stress tolerance traits over 38 years of commercial maize hybrid release. So grain yield has been increased over time. In this picture, you can see in the last 10 decades, grain yield has been increased dramatically, especially after 1960. The increasing rate was much higher before 1960. In Duke 2005, in his review paper, he mentioned about the grain yield increasing was contributed 50% by management and 50% by breeding. However, he also mentioned that grain yield is more likely a consequence of interaction of genotype, environment, and management. He gave us two examples. First example, he used three different conditions. One is favorable, second is hot and dry, and third is cool and wet. You can see very amazingly the increasing rate of grain yield over time is actually very similar. He also gave an example of biplane density. He gave us a high, medium, low density example. You can see the increasing rate of grain yield is much higher and high density compared to the other two density. So you can see actually environment and management do have a dramatic impact on how grain yield increased by genotype. For our study, we want to determine the consequence of breeding efforts over a four-decades period for enhancing source and sink strains at different nitrogen rate and plant densities. This study was conducted in 2013 and 14, and two locations in Indiana. The acre location is in the middle of Indiana, and then PPAC is in the upper corner of Indiana. I will call acre as environment 1 and PPAC as environment 2 in the presentation. So compare with these two locations, acre is a much warmer and drier location than PPAC. PPAC is a much cooler and wetter location. We have two N rate, 55 and 220 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, three densities, 5.4, 7.9, and 10.4 plants per meter square. In the presentation, I will use D1, D2, D3 to indicate my three densities. The plots always are four-row plot, and the middle two rows are for biomass harvesting. You can see the red box is for silking time, biomass harvesting, and the blue box is for maturity time, biomass harvesting. We have eight hybrids was used from 1967 to 2005. Between 1967 to 1994, we have one hybrid as a representative hybrid for each decade. They are conventional hybrids. They have no resistance. After 2000, we have two isogenetic line hybrids, including two VT3 hybrids. They have corn rootworm, Europe corn borer, and glyphosate resistant. The other two RR2 hybrids only have glyphosate resistant. I have two equations used in this presentation. First is source sink ratio. It's equal to post-silking dry matter accumulation per plant divided by kernel number per plant. I also used year growth rate, which is equal to year dry matter change from 50% silking to 50% milk line divided by how many days between these two stages. I use SAS 9.4 for my stats analysis. I use PROC mix for ANOVA. I treat it as a split-split plot. And then two environments was analyzed separately, and the year was pulled together as a random effect. Regression was done by PROC REC. Slope comparison was done by PROC GOM. And the quadratic plateau function was done by PROC nonlinear regression. So goes to result and discussion. First attribute I'm looking at is grain yield. So here are two graphs. The left side graph shows you environment 1. The right side graph shows you environment two. And then also, 2N rate is separate. The black dot shows you higher N rate, and the white dot shows you lower N rate. You could clearly see how green yield has increased over time, regardless of environment and the N rate. We didn't observe any slope difference between this increase to N rate. We also look at how density affected on green yield gain. You could see the triangle, the dark green triangle, is our lowest density, D1, and then the light green circle is our medium density, and our pink square is our highest density. You could see green yield is also increasing at three densities. And we observed a slope difference at environment one, which the lowest density has the lowest increasing rate. The first intersection is happened between 1970 to 1980, which is after this intersection, medium density has started to perform better than the lowest density. The second intersection happens between 1990 to 2000. After this intersection, highest density starting to perform better than the lowest density. But we didn't observe an intersection between medium density and highest density. Mean yearly increase in green yield is 66 kilogram hectare per year. The second attribute we look at is green yield per plant. Green yield per plant also increased over time, regardless of environment and N rate. There were no slope difference between 2N rate. And we also look at the different densities. You could say green yield per plant also increased over time, regardless of density and environment. And there were no slope difference between each density. The yearly increase in green yield per plant is about 0.91 gram per plant per year. The third attribute we're looking at is kernel weight. Kernel weight also increased over time, regardless of environment and N rate. There was no slope difference between the 2N rate. Under each density, we also observed a consistent increase in kernel weight. We observed a slope difference in first environment one, where the lowest density had the highest increasing rate than the highest density. The average increasing rate for kernel weight is about 1.29 milligram per kernel per year. We also look at soil sink ratio. As I mentioned earlier, it's a ratio indicates how many post-soaking dry matter could apply for each kernel. You can see there was no slope difference between 2N rate. And then also, it's increasing over time and three densities. We observed a density effect and environment one, and where the lowest density has the highest increasing rate compared to the high density. The yearly increasing rate in soil sink ratio is about 1.25 milligram per kernel per year. We also look at post-soaking dry matter accumulation. It's also increasing over time, regardless of N rate and environment. There were no slope difference between these two N rates. And also, it's increasing over time under different densities. We observed a slope difference and environment two, where the medium density had the lowest increasing rate. The yearly increasing in post-dry matter accumulation is 54 kilogram per hectare per year. We also look at year growth rate, but year growth rate is a little bit different as the attributes we looked earlier. Instead of fitting a linear function, it's fitted better with a quadratic plateau function. As I mentioned earlier, these two environments are having a very different climate. So you could say the plateau was reached much earlier in environment one than environment two, where environment one had a relatively higher yield. And also you could see as density increase, so the density stress increase, it's delayed the time of year growth rate reach the plateau in both environments. Actually, in 2013 and environment 2, at the highest density, at the highest density environment 2, we didn't actually reach the plateau of the year growth rate, which is the pink line in the environment 2. So, in general, year growth rates reach plateau by 1980s at environment 1, but after 1990s at environment 2. We also look at how kernel weight correlated with this year growth rate. In general, they are correlated with first inverse order function, as you can see in this equation. We also look at how slope different between different hybrids under both N rate. And the lower N rate, the difference of slope starting to show between hybrids after 1980 and hybrids before 1980s. Under higher N rate, the difference starts to show hybrids after 1970 and hybrids before 1970. So we think that recent hybrids has a higher efficiency in transfer dry matter to kernel during green filling period. As a conclusion, we think that breeding process for yield gain in this decal series of hybrids are due to they have a greater post-silking dry matter accumulation. They have a higher, enhanced source to sink strength during green filling period by having a higher source sink ratio. They had improved efficiency for transferring source to kernel during green filling period due to higher kernel weight gain per unit of year growth rate. They had enhanced stress tolerance by maintaining green yield even under high density. Last, we think it highlighted a pathway for achieving higher yield by enhancing kernel weight instead of kernel number through a more robust source-driving green filling period. This project was funded by Monsanto Company and also Indiana Corn Marketing Council. I want to thank Tony Vance Cropping System Group that I could finish the field work. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
So your fourth conclusion related to stress tolerance and maintaining
higher yield,
high yield even under high density.
Yes.
But I mean, I think you probably hypothesized that you are going to see a greater improvement over time at, under high density conditions, and that, but you didn't see that.
That's why we conclude that the yes, I understand your question. Yes, I think we conclude they have a higher green yield under higher density, but we didn't say they have a higher increasing rate because we didn't observe that because there was no intersect. We could say that newer hybrids start to perform better and higher density after a time period because we didn't observe that. So we just. Yeah, yes. But yeah, because we think that newer hybrids still can maintain a higher yield because we test them at the same density. So we conclude that.
Any other questions?
Comments?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.